And it was 37 years ago, it was a long time, the Battle of Britain. And yet everybody I've spoken to, and this includes my own father, who was at Manston in Kent, remembers it vividly, and also with some affection.
Yes, yes. You find whenever you meet people who were there. You see, they were our salad days, there's no doubt about it. They were our youth, and we couldn't be bored. You might be hurt, or you might be upset, but you couldn't be bored. And there was a terrific amount of humour about it. I mean, that 75, dropping that wretched house in Bognor, was a great joke. I mean, Churchill's speeches, the propaganda was so much that we never believed that anything, you know, could go wrong. Nothing could go wrong. I think it took us 4 or 5 years. Towards the end of the war, when D-Day was coming, then I stood in the garden down there and I watched those planes going out and I cried. I stood there and they just poured down my face. And that evening I was frightened that the Germans might retaliate. But I don't really remember, apart from that, having any real fear that anything would happen to us. We'd have to get through all this, but we'd be all right. And that was the length of the propaganda or the spirit or something. I don't know. Perhaps it was the youth. You know, I mean, there was a lad I went out with at school who was lost in the Battle of Britain, Brian Meeker. He came to my 21st party, and that was in April, and in August he was shot down at Biggin Hill. And there was a lad and another, you know, two or three of people who were particularly concerned with the Air Force. But when that came, I think it hit you. But there was so much going on all the time which you had to give your attention to.